Election Day and Beyond. On Election Day, voters go to their polling stations to cast their ballots. One of the big numbers that everyone watches for as the ballots are counted is the turnout, the percentage of eligible voters who actually vote. The election results are described as election returns, or the outcome of the election. Don't expect the election to be completely finished on Election Day. The Election Commission will likely have to deal with many complaints of election fraud in constituency voting, and the commissioners will likely issue quite a number of yellow cards and even red cards. Both will require new polls to be held. Once the election outcome is known, attention turns to the formation of a new government. This year, it is very unlikely that a single party will win an absolute majority of the seats in Parliament. Instead, the next government is likely to be a coalition made up of two or more political parties. Forming a coalition is often a lengthy and complicated process. The various parties involved will often bargain very hard for choice cabinet seats. Even after a government is formed, there is no guarantee it will be allowed to function smoothly. Political parties making up the coalition, or factions within these parties, may be dissatisfied with the cabinet positions they've been allotted, and they may eventually withdraw their support for the government. The current constitution makes it rather easy for opposition parties to censure government ministers, especially the prime minister, and this can also lead to government instability.